yesterday scared the shit out of me. I'm a Jewish lesbian, engaged to a black one. I'm watching videos of these assholes giving high fives to Capitol Police, and I'm picturing scenes from V for Vendetta. If police and people at the fucking Pentagon are clearly encouraging this, then how long will it be until parties of alt-right armed guys show up at my apartment, shove us in a van, and ship us off to some godforsaken concentration camp? They're already practicing on immigrants. They've got the infrastructure. I deal with PTSD and anxiety attacks, if you couldn't tell. Dealing with one while you're singing Disney songs to your special needs patients is, however, what I get paid the not-so-big bucks for. That is what I was doing while I discovered what was happening at the Capitol yesterday. On my way home from work that day, I cursed these terrorist assholes. I raged and hated and imagined that this was the beginning of the Civil War. But when I got home and I saw my beautiful fiancé was, of course, fine, I rolled a joint. And then we ate the same McDonald's dinners that many of those terrorists were probably eating. This morning I listened to accounts from independent journalists of the insurrection. Dan Cohen described a conversation with one of the MAGA supporters who had witnessed the now deceased, unarmed woman being shot several times by a Capitol cop on the Katie Halper show last night. The MAGA supporter sounded like a BLM protester who had witnessed police killings this summer. A part of me thought, well, now your side gets a taste of your own medicine, albeit a very small taste in comparison. But then Cohen reported that this witness's main reason for joining this insurrection was the lack of a $2,000 stimulus check. Wow, that's the very same issue I have been protesting for months. Then I remembered that I had seen a video of some of these insurrectionists climbing up to get to Mitch McConnell's office. Then part of me thought, what would happen if leftists came out to join this protest and we all called for stimulus checks? Don't get me wrong, I'm not enough of a hippie to think that there's any chance that marginalized people could join hands with white supremacists and sing Kumbaya, nor would I want that without a serious reckoning. But what if, after all this time of trying to divide us for his own gain, Trump finally hit on the one thing that might unite us? Because here's the real deal. Both Dems and Republicans are owned by large corporations, and I am nowhere near the first person to point this out. Ryan Knight, for example, describes the situation much more eloquently than I. Both parties take donations from private industries equally. Neither party has been able to deliver actual help to the people. It doesn't surprise me at all that there are MAGA supporters who rebel for some of the same reasons that leftists do. Wasn't Donny Boy going to drain the swamp? And what happened when we impeached him at the ballot box, Nance? We got a different white grandpa who's planning to bring in even more swamp. I am so fed up with this system. We need a people's party desperately.